And I would giggle. I wouldn't even know what to say to him.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Mel Gelbart.
I'm horny, grab some lube and do it.
And Larry Mead.
I'm so butch.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch.
The only thing you can do by talking is ruin it.
Here's Nate.
It's true.
So, I'm butch. I just touched the microphone.
He did.
He does that.
Welcome back to another late night taping of the Nate Darling Show. We're starting getting started a little late. Mel's back from the theater.
It was so good.
And what did you see?
I saw a Little Mermaid and I cried when she got her legs. And then I cried when she got
married. She flies, doesn't she?
By the way,
she flew so cool.
Spoiler alert. Gosh.
Who has not seen The Little Mermaid for fuck's sake? I spoiled it. I'm sorry. She gets legs. She gets the guy. It's a happy ending.
You ruined it for me.
They've made it really postmodern, though. And instead of being a mermaid, she's a boy and she's a trans girl. And the octopus is a pimp.
Ooh.
That's all true.
That is a twist.
Yeah.
That is indeed a twist that Disney never considered.
They did a lot of cool stuff, though. Like the kid that played Flounder was on one of those, not, you know, the skateboards that has like the front and back that move kind of independently.
Yeah.
And Flotsam and Jetsam, the eels, were on wheelies.
Like, I'm sorry. When you said Flounder, my brain went to Animal House.
Oh, not that Flounder.
Different Flounder.
Flounder the fish.
I have important news.
Uh-oh. Breaking news from Larry.
I want everyone to congratulate my friend in a couch.
I'm doing the breaking news sound.
Your friend in
my
a couch?
Was,
what?
No, my friend Danae just won Miss Texas and will be representing Texas in the Miss America pageant.
Oh, congratulations.
She's a baton twirler.
Awesome.
Is that a euphemism?
No, she's a baton twirler. She's also a law student at Texas Tech, so...
Hey, now. Well, congratulations.
No, so when you watch Miss America now, Texas usually has a long tradition of doing of representing and making it into the top 10. So let's cross your fingers. I might have a party.
Indeed, and don't mess with Texas. We've learned that.
Damn right.
It's true.
Their anti-drug campaign is called Don't Mess with Texas.
Oh, Lord.
I just made that up.
Yeah, but you're probably not too far off. Hey, you know our show's now on Stitcher? By now, I mean for like a year now. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and your WebOS phone if you got one of those. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in the App Store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio. It is a smarter way to listen to radio.
That's right, it is.
On the go!
There is a website called don'tmethwithtexas.com, by the way.
Okay. So, Larry, you're just back from the middle of America.
I was just in Ohio.
How'd that go for you?
I love Ohio. I was in Columbus, which is, I think, one of the most underrated cities in the country.
I used to really hate Columbus because I wasn't familiar with it, and I always got lost every time I went there. But then I got more familiar with the city and enjoyed it.
It's really fun. It has a very great revitalizing downtown area. There was a huge mall downtown called City Center that was built, I'm old, like over 20 years ago. It was a big deal when I was a kid. They tore it down and built a new park in the middle, and they have like concerts there all the time, and it was just fun. Columbus is a really fun place. And I looked at houses a little bit, and my God, they're so cheap.
Compared to California, yeah.
But it was great. I had a great time. The only thing, though, is when I was there, they were setting records for heat and humidity. The day before I left, it was 104 degrees with like 92-95% humidity, which feels like you're walking in a sauna.
I'm going in about 6 weeks. I'm not looking forward to that aspect of it. I'm hoping the weather will be a little bit more settled.
Yeah. It was great, though.
Did your balls ever stick to your leg in that humidity?
No, because whenever it's that sweaty, I put Gold Bond on my balls.
There you go.
Because it's important.
It's a good tip.
I did eat lots of bratwurst, which is exciting.
Does that help with sweaty balls?
Yeah, because it makes me feel good. It was great. And so my parents, who bought a place in Florida, are kind of over Ohio, and I understand why. But my sister is going to move into my parents' house. And so part of the reason I went back was to identify what stuff I want. Because the plan kind of is to sell that house in a year, which makes it really sad because that's like where I live from second grade. And there's so much stuff there. And my parents are like, what are we going to do with all this stuff? So
it's called Craigslist.
No, I claimed most of everything because if I buy a place here, they have really great stuff. I want it. So
do you know how much it is to ship that stuff? More than the stuff is worth, probably.
Well, see, but the problem is some of the stuff isn't because I get a pod And pods one way aren't that bad. I could get a decent sized pod for about $14.50.
Yeah, if you don't know what a pod is it looks like it's sort of a section of like a trailer from a tractor trailer truck.
Yeah.
And they bring it and drop it off at whatever address you're at, and you fill it up, seal it up, and then they bring it to your new address.
And because I'm not in a hurry, because it's not like I there's like a, you can play like, it's like like slow rate pretty much, where you pay less.
Ooh, you know what? If you do a pod from Ohio, I would totally help fill it up with stuff that I have in Ohio and help pay for it. See.
Okay, we really should think about that.
Yeah.
You may need to get a bigger pod.
I know.
That's what she said.
Well, because some of this, okay, so like some of the stuff's really good. Like when I was in third grade, I got bunk beds, and they're beautiful. They're like Ethan Allen. They're like solid wood. Like they're gorgeous.
Twin bed bunk beds?
Yes, because if I buy a house and eventually have children, I need things like this.
Oh my God.
What? You don't know that?
You're going to get bunk beds so you can save them for when you have kids? Which, that's going to be what?
Two-ish years less? Well,
he already has the bunk beds. He's not getting them. He already has them.
So, I know, but that's just so weird and save bunk
beds. But what I'm
going
to do, though, is probably because here it's easier to store stuff. Because in Ohio, you have to get climate-controlled storage because the weather. Here, you don't have to as much because you have to be worried more about cold. Some of the problem is that... Hopefully, when this happens, like over a year from now, I hopefully will own a place or be living in a, like, so that's sort of the plan. And if not, my parents will, what are you going to do if you don't do that? I'm like, well, I'll put it in storage. Because some of this stuff is awesome. And I have a problem getting rid of it.
Well, you could do kind of what Mel did and fly to Ohio and rent like a U-Haul one way and drive it back yourself over the open road.
I didn't do that when I moved out here. I flew and my parents drove my car cross country.
You are such a brat.
Here's why, though, and I'm going to make you feel guilty. I can't do long drives like that because of narcolepsy. I can't plan. Like, it could take, like, 2 weeks. Because if I'm tired, I can't, like, if I feel tired, I can't drive.
Larry can't power through is what he's saying.
Yeah.
He physically cannot power through. It's not a willpower thing with him.
It's freaky. Like, especially long open distances like that, I just get nervous.
Wyoming.
So
would...
you can't. My dad always wanted to drive cross country, and so I said, "Well, live out your fantasy, my Ford Focus."
Let me just tell you this: if you ever happen to drive from Oklahoma City to say Flagstaff, Arizona, you would die of boredom.
I did drive back from Nebraska to Ohio once, and through the state of Iowa made me. I had to practice self care because I was feeling very sad about myself.
You were masturbating on the way?
No, I had to like stop and do fun things.
Oh, okay.
I've done the drive twice, and one time I did it with Paul. That was one time I did it with someone else, and one time I did it by myself. Both were. I mean, it can be a pretty boring drive.
Don't you get crazy? Like about 2 days in, you feel like you're never going to get there.
You know, he's way more zen than I am. Like he cannot talk for a day and just be. I get a little more crazy, but we're both pretty calm people with that stuff. I can read a book or listen to music for hours and just think. Mm. He makes me look ADD. I mean, he can just literally. When we flew out there, he literally sat down on a plane, stared at the seat ahead of him. I'm like, "Do you want a book?" He's like, "No." You listen to music? No. Are you just gonna stare at the seat? And he's like,
do it.
"Yes."
I'm gonna. I think meth should be legal for cross-country drives because then you can just stay awake for like 42 hours.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what the long-haul truckers are using now.
That's probably true.
It's not that big a story.
Fun fact. So I'm changing narcolepsy medicine soon, which is a huge ordeal because it is.
Okay.
I can get legalized meth. I can get methamphetamine. I literally can get like...
Prescription meth.
Party at Larry's.
I know.
Woo!
I'm like, whoa. I probably won't, but it's kind of crazy to get it because you have to... pretty much sign your life away, and then whenever I travel, guess what happens if anything gets swabbed at the airport? And I travel a fair amount.
You go to prison?
Yeah, I'd have to show this. It just gets complicated, so I have to weigh up my options.
Party at Larry's house. 3 straight days.
Do you know what one of the other options is this drug called Xyram, which is GHB. It's the date rape drug. You have to wake up in the middle of the night and take it. Like, you sleep for 4 hours, you wake up, you have to do the syringe in your mouth and go back to sleep. It's narcolepsy drugs are crazy. People who literally can't function without medication. The alternative is worse. So
yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Narcolepsy is nothing to joke about.
No, it's funny.
Except it is.
I've never fallen asleep during intimate moments. Never had an incident.
Well, that's good.
Well, because narcoleptics tend to have an incident, and there's this thing called cataplexy, which you lose muscle control when you experience extreme emotion. So extreme sadness, extreme happiness.
Oh, we've talked about
this. Yeah, an orgasm can be extreme happiness. So I'm very glad I've never encountered that.
That would be kind of rough.
Or if you're really tired, you can just fake it. But, I'm sorry. It's the narcolepsy.
Yeah,
it's a perfect excuse.
I wouldn't do that, Adam. I promise.
You know who had the rough day?
Who?
Ew.
It was our friend Justin Bieber.
Oh, I thought you were going someplace else. I got really nervous.
Mm-mm. He was pulled over and cited for speeding in Studio City last week after claims he was being chased by paparazzi. Now, L.A. City Councilman Dennis Zine spotted Bieber, who was driving a chrome-plated Fisker Karma.
His car is sweet, by the way.
It's a fucking reflector. The whole car is a reflector. He's going to blind people with the fucking
it's
thing.
It's like a spaceship.
It is. It's literally a silver car. He was going south on the 101 freeway near Coldwater Canyon around 10:30 a.m. He appeared to be going about 100 miles per hour. The councilman said, "It was like a rocket ship coming by. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. When it passed me, it had to be going close to 100 miles per hour. Every time when there was a little space, it would make a lane change, and then there were all these cars following." So the city councilman called 911. Bieber was pulled off the freeway where the CHP cited him. They did not indicate how fast he was actually going, though. So, big news in L.A.
I guess one of the things I always wonder about is, and I mean, obviously, I'm so not somebody who's famous, so I've never seen paparazzi in real life. But if you're driving down the highway and they're following you, who cares? What are they going to do?
No, do you know what they do?
No, I don't know.
They'll go in front of your car and slow you down and cut you off.
Yeah.
They try to make you cause an accident.
Yeah.
So then you get out of your car and you look angry. So then you sell your picture for $600,000 because you show Justin Bieber looking like, "Arr!" And then they put under the headlines like, "Justin Bieber beats Selena Gomez." I've seen it done before where literally they'll surround the car and they'll like stop and start and stop and start and block them in so you can't do anything. So most of the time when they do that, they're trying to escape that. It doesn't make it right, but they're in traffic.
No, but that helps me understand because I was like, why don't you just keep driving?
And sorry, if you want to be a little inconspicuous, you don't drive a spaceship car.
Yeah, if I'm hiding from the paparazzi, I'm not driving a Fisker Karma. But the most amusing thing about the whole thing, and not that it's necessarily a funny thing, but his manager came out and, by the way, the city councilman who reported him used to be an LAPD motor officer. So he kind of knows what he's talking about when he says the car looked like it was going 100 miles per hour. Justin Bieber's manager, and I didn't realize this, is named Scooter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Scooter. I did not know this. Some chick who I don't know tweeted me. It's like, "What rock are you living under that you didn't know about Scooter?" And I looked at her profile and I replied, "I've been living under a rock that doesn't have three kids." Because, like, her profile is, "Proud mom of three kids." You know what? Fuck you, lady.
Uh-huh. And
nice.
Bieber fever lady.
Yeah.
I love Bieber fever. I'm still waiting for when he comes out as a 23-year-old lesbian woman.
Ooh. You know what? That's actually a really, really good thing you just said. I'm glad you did. Because, you know why? Because U.S. Olympic star Megan Rapinoe, I think that's how you say it.
Did anybody doubt this?
No. Is it shocking? Next thing you're going to tell me that some male cast members in the Ice Capades are homosexual.
She has made her homosexuality public and urges others to come out. That's the part that's a little bit different. Now, she's an Olympic soccer star. She hopes her decision to state publicly that she is homosexual will pave the way for more gay athletes to make their sexuality known. She is one of the most recognizable and popular players on the women's team. She came out in an interview with Out.com. What else are you going to be doing in an interview at Out.com? Is there anybody that's like,
about your fundraising?
Seriously, I'm never doing an interview with Out.com because I'm never coming out because I'm not gay. So
have to be gay to be an Out.com.
No, you can be raising money for some.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You can be appealing to your gay fan base.
Yeah.
Do I have a gay fan base?
Yes.
Just Eric.
I've told you have a very secret admirer. I've told you this.
Yeah, I know.
Your secret admirer is very successful. That's all I'm gonna, like, you could live a very comfortable life.
As a kept man. You could be a kept man.
He has multiple houses.
And he could keep me in one, like a cage?
Yeah, remember the question I asked you before the show?
Yes.
Okay, so I asked Nate a question. if he could love himself in the presence of a man if the guy had Super Bowl tickets and was like, "Hey, I'll take you to the Super Bowl if you love yourself in front of me." And he said no.
Yeah, I don't think I could actually.
It might not have been such a hypothetical situation.
I just don't think I could. Well, yeah, it's different for a lady. I mean, I just don't think I could maintain an erection in front of a dude like that.
So you could never have a threesome or do group sex?
No, I have no. Well, first of all, I have no interest in group sex where it's me and a dude in the same room.
So you like the Atlanta policeman? There was an Atlanta policeman who was having sex with a girl and another dude in a threesome at a hotel, and he died because his heart stopped. And his wife sued their doctor because he was diagnosed with a heart condition and didn't warn him.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, doc, you didn't warn my husband that when he's having a threesome?
She won like $4 million, $5 million.
It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that tangent.
Getting back to Megan, she revealed she's dated Australian soccer player Sarah Walsh for more than a year. She said, quote, "I feel like sports in general are still homophobic in a sense that's not a lot of people are out. I feel like everyone is really craving people to come out. People want, they need to see people that are like me playing soccer for the good old US of A." So, Olympic soccer star. I don't know. It's not at all shocking that a female soccer player has come out as a lesbian. I mean, it just isn't. But I just find it's interesting that that's right on the heels of Anderson Cooper finally publicly saying, yes, I'm gay. I mean, even though there was nobody that was going, man, why isn't that Anderson Cooper settled down with a nice lady?
Women refused to believe it. And I was like, girl,
I'm dying for a really good coming out that shocks me, because lately nobody's impressed me.
There's some.
Yeah, George Clooney, you're on notice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we live in a society where male athletes still can't come out. That's a harsh reality. They would die.
In
a team sport.
In a team sport, yeah. I think a tennis player, I think a golf player probably could.
A figure skater.
A male figure skater could come out. But it would be very rough for, there is a huge amount of homophobia, and this is pretty well known. I'm not really breaking ground here, in the African-American community and in the Hispanic community. And most team sports have a lot of African-Americans and or Hispanics on them.
What about lacrosse, professional lacrosse?
I don't know that anybody knows about that.
Could you imagine, like, in the NFL or something?
It would not happen.
There have been guys that came out afterward, but only a couple, and it was after they retired. But so I saw somebody on Facebook this week put up the quote from Jay-Z about it being okay to be gay, and it was cool, and gay marriage, blah, 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 which was right after Obama came out and said the gay marriage should be okay. And somebody was like, well, he's used the N-word in his raps, and he's all homophobic. And I'm like, okay, just because he did that in the past, if he's publicly saying this now and it starts to change the perception and the way people feel in the community of people who follow him, it's a good thing.
Yep.
And people just want to bash. It's like, you took a step forward and we wanted you to leap ahead three bounds. Yeah. Fuck you. I mean, come on. People that go that step up and do something like that, because even though Jay-Z's got enough money that he doesn't have to worry about anything for the rest of his life, it does, that coming out like that, does risk a portion of his fan base. And I think I think it's good when people like that will step up and say, listen, it's okay that this is like this, and it's not okay for you to hate on it or whatever. And what do you think, Larry? I mean, you're much closer to the situation than I am.
As a fan of Jay-Z?
Yes, as a fan of Jay-Z.
Well, I mean, the problem I have with comments like he made is like, well, it's a step and it's progress, so I applaud him. And so it's good. I don't know why this is still a topic anymore. It's just, ugh.
Well, and that's kind of been my point from the beginning. I'm just like, why is it such a big deal? I know.
Unfortunately, it's a big deal because there's still kids who feel very alone. And I think sometimes people like us who have friends that are gay, that are living very open lives, who for the most part have very accepting families, forget that for many people, it's still frightening, isolating, and a very awful thing to do until the disparities of GLBT youth go away. Like, I understand why it's an issue. On a personal level, I'm like, why do we allow homophobia? I will give a very recent example is that someone I work with recently had a wedding that I was in, and she married her female partner, and we were going to have an event at work, and someone said that they were uncomfortable that we were having a wedding shower for her, and so we had to change some things around with the schedule because they literally didn't feel comfortable being at a wedding shower for two women. And keep in mind, the one wasn't going to be there, just the one person was going to be there, and it was like at a work thing, so it wasn't going to be like hot lesbians making out. And so, like, there's still a lot of homophobia out there, and it's just I just want to get, like, 20 years from now, because the majority of youth now, I don't think, are in this place. I feel like we have to get rid of an old generation where there's lots of progress being made, even in faith communities, which I think traditionally, unfortunately, have been a place of lots of hatred. We just need to move
on. I need to say that I'm uncomfortable with those things, like, because every time they do a fucking baby shower, the breeders all come in and do diaper parties, and I'm like, why am I here? Why do I have to do this?
Well, and ours was literally not even going to be, it was going to be a potluck, which we have all the time, and there were just going to be cupcakes. Like, it wasn't going to be a gift or anything. Literally felt uncomfortable being in the presence, being acknowledged that she was marrying someone.
Well, take
I made the point of saying all the time that I was at a wedding and that I had a really good time being in the bridal party.
Look, if you feel that way, if you're really somebody who legitimately feels that way for whatever reason, shut up and take a sick day.
Yeah, just
shut up.
Thing.
Shut up and take a sick day. Just be nice to your coworker. Be nice to your fellow human being and take a sick day, you jackass. All right. Speaking of anger and arguments and stuff like that.
Parking meters?
No, it's not. It does involve the police, though. An argument between two brothers over spilled syrup escalated into a physical fight before one of the brothers left the room, returned with a gun, and fired at the other brother.
That's Darwinism.
That's from Richmond, California police. The brother,
oh, Richmond.
The brothers got into... It's just over the bridge from San Francisco. The brothers got into an argument over spilled breakfast syrup in the kitchen about 2 p.m., Why are you spilling syrup at 2 p.m.?
Because your bitch need pancakes.
Pancakes are good any time of day.
The physical fight that ensued was broken up by a third brother. It was then that the suspect...
Are they all named Daryl?
That's racist.
No, one would be Larry.
Right.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, if that's your reference. So this guy, the accused, is 52, by the way, so old enough to know better. But he left the room and returned with a gun, announcing he was going to kill the brother he had gotten into an argument with.
He's old enough to know better to not spill syrup.
He fired the gun, but he missed. And, my computer just refreshed.
How do you miss? How far away was he? Was it syrup in a field?
I don't know. The brother who was hit with the gun was... Okay, so he fired the gun and missed, and then he hit his brother with the gun.
Well, if he can't shoot him, pistol
before,
him.
Before he ran away. Now, the brother who was hit with the gun was treated at the scene. So, no real serious injuries, but just something very
That's
weird.
Awesome.
I mean, how do you get into an argument over spilled syrup that ends up with you going and grabbing a weapon and then firing a deadly weapon at your brother?
I'm going to suspect there's a little more history and they've probably been to jail a time or two.
I'm an only child, so I don't understand this. I mean, you guys both have siblings. Would you ever pick up a gun and fire it off at your sibling over something like syrup?
Now?
I love how you qualified that.
Now? No. 15 years ago? Yeah, maybe.
What about when you're 52?
No.
No. I mean, my brother and I definitely went through a period where we did not see eye to eye in such a severe way that there were times where arguments literally made me want to blow his brains out.
That's when you're very active in Scientology, right?
Right, when I was super...
Oh, by the way, speaking of Scientology... 11 days after Katie Holmes filed for divorce, there is a settlement. And... Yep. We're never going to hear anything about it because there is also a confidentiality agreement.
Everything in Scientology is a secret.
Everything sealed. They have their agreement. And the only thing we know is Katie and Suri are going to live in New York City. And that's it.
Her first step, she had a buy. She got money from a maid, got cash, and bought a disposable cell phone. Because her phone, her phones are probably being monitored.
Yeah.
I love the whole Scientology conspiracy theories. Whether they're true or not, I do enjoy them just because they're...
Larry, you're so obsessed with your phone, it's distracting
me. I'm sorry, I'm going to put it away.
You've been staring at it since you sat down.
There's stuff going on. I'm sorry.
Would you like to share?
On Growler? Grindr?
No, it's fun stuff.
Boybot?
I don't know
if that's a
thing. I'm working with some people that are trying to get me to do some stuff with their... Some company stuff, doing like fun comedy team building stuff.
Well, I wonder what that's like, trying to get Larry to do some comedy fun stuff. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm distracted a little bit.
It's true.
I'm tired, too.
I know. So. We're running late, so it's time for our original segment. It's time for...
Yes.
Cool!
Whoa! Cooler Tool, brought to you this week by your friends at Lady Business. When's the next Lady Business show?
It's this Saturday. Yeah. No, yes, right?
This Saturday?
Not this Saturday, the Saturday after.
I was gonna say, there's so many Let fucking things on Saturday.
Like, to me, it's already like the weekend because I don't work really anymore this week. Not this Saturday.
Nice.
Next Saturday. If I had a calendar in front of me, I could tell you.
You're competing against the state fair.
It's the third Saturday of the month.
Yeah, we're competing with the second weekend of the state fair.
So yes, the third Saturday of every month is Lady Business. You can see Mel and other ladies whip out their business on stage.
Our theme this month is hot as hell.
Mm.
You're hot as hell.
It's appropriate.
By the way, how are your nuts?
My nuts are delicious. I've been eating them.
Nate, you need to try the fake coconut M&M's.
I want to try them.
I will do
Let's
that.
Let's open them up.
I will do that as we move forward with the show. Up first.
Neither of you mentioned, by the way, that I am wearing a dress. Have either
False.
Of you ever
when
seen
me in a dress?
When
you came in, I said, your dress is so pretty.
You did.
Thanks.
We didn't say it on the show. And
I would bang you right now.
Oh, really?
I really would.
That's sweet.
He'd do it in the butt, but still.
Oh, you dropped the M&M's all over the floor. Well done, sir.
All right, let's start this off. First up in Cooler Tool, Justin Bieber. Mel, thoughts?
Oh, you're mean.
No, I'm not. I'm posing it as a question.
You know, I don't care for Justin Bieber. I don't know his music. I don't know anything about him. I'm a little turned off by his douchey-sounding car. But I tend to try to be one of those people that everyone's different, everyone's unique, everyone's who they are, and I'm not going to say he's a tool just because he's famous, and I'm not. So... cool by default.
Larry, what do you think?
Cool. He's a lesbian.
You know, I wouldn't normally bash on him, but I've driven on that road, and to be going 100 miles an hour on that road is a huge hazard to everybody around him.
But you didn't say Justin Bieber for driving recklessly on
no,
the
no,
road.
No, I just said
Justin
Bieber.
Bieber in general.
Justin Bieber, who obviously has very little to no consideration for the people around him. So
That's
on that
not
mode,
necessarily true.
If you're driving like that on the road, you have zero consideration for the people around you.
If you're being aggressively pursued and you're scared, like Larry said, was happening.
Yeah. What do you think of M&Ms?
I think they're good,
right?
Yeah, I see what you mean. They're coconut M&Ms.
Yeah, but they're not coconut.
No. But there is the hint of coconut. It's not really my thing. But I do appreciate the.
I brought gifts back from Hawaii.
He did.
I'm so island.
I got nuts.
I do want to try one of your nuts later.
They're delicious. Mm. You can.
All right, up next in Cooler Tool, gay athletes who come out of the closet.
Tool. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Cool, of course.
Mel?
Yeah, cool. I mean, be who you are and don't have to be hiding.
I think it's absolutely a cool thing. And I think and I understand, there are a huge amount of courage it takes to come out in certain situations. And eventually it's going to be easier and easier as guys get over this whole... he's looking at my butt in the shower. It's, yeah.
Did you guys, this is such a random segue.
Yes.
Did you guys, and I'm sure Nate's answer is going to be no, emphatically. Did you see Valentine's Day, the movie Valentine's
no,
Day?
No, but I wanted to.
No, I did not.
In the movie, the guy who plays, and I don't know his name, McSteamy on.
Yeah. Patrick
Dempsey?
Yeah.
No, the other one.
Oh, the hot one.
Not Dreamy, Steamy,
yeah,
the blonde
steamy,
guy.
Yeah.
He, in that movie, played the biggest quarterback at the time
oh,
in the
you're
NFL.
Oh, I'm something. I'm scared.
Who it turns out, by the end of the movie, you realize he's gay and in love with this other guy.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it was really sweet, but it made you go like, oh my gosh, like... that has to be. And women were always flirting with him, and he was always sort of leading them on because it would have ruined his career, and he was trying to get his contract re-signed.
I'm dated someone that is a varsity baseball coach and a gym teacher at a high school in Los Angeles, and he has finally come out, but it was very scary for him because he's in locker room situations all the time, and he's hot as fuck.
Well, I don't know that. Yeah, it is because we can't have the air conditioning.
He's someone that literally you would have zero conception, like 0.0.
Yeah, I know. I know some of those.
0.0.
All right, finally in Cooler Tool, pancakes. Mel.
Cool. I love pancakes, especially with fruit in them.
Yeah. Ooh, cool. I don't like fruit. Blueberries are acceptable, but no other fruit. And I don't like when they put nuts in your pancakes.
What about, I don't like nuts in my food.
What about chocolate chip pancakes?
No, that's a dessert. That's not breakfast.
Oh, they're so good,
well, it doesn't
though.
Have to. Well, it was 2 in the afternoon when they had them.
It's acceptable as a dessert item, not as a breakfast item.
Pancakes are always cool. Always.
I love pancakes. It
doesn't matter what you put in them on them, whatever you love, put it in a pancake.
We went to
Amen.
This place called Eggs and Stuff, and there were pancakes that were so dessert. They literally had like a pound of whipped cream on top of them. I'm not exaggerating. It was like this high.
I've seen them.
And there are all these like Asian tourists. They didn't know what to do with it. And so they would eat the ring of pancakes that wasn't covered. And then they would take a picture holding it and then they would leave.
That's awesome.
Oh, Asians.
They probably made jokes about how Americans are fat.
Bastards.
Well, yeah. But generally we are.
Then they drove terribly back to wherever they were going.
Oh, seriously. That's racist, but true.
It's absolutely true. All right. Speaking of America.
USA.
The 10 American things that are not actually from America. This list came out last week.
Yeah.
And this list is weird because it goes from 1 to 10. I'm going to go from 10 to 1. And number 10 on this is silly, but Justin Bieber, because he is from Canada. He's not American.
Just like Alex Trebek.
Fireworks, which most of us knew, not from America. The Statue of Liberty.
Everyone knows it came from France. Everybody.
It was a gift.
Not everybody, but a lot of people. American Girl dolls, not from America.
Yeah, this ain't new.
But
doesn't it make you sort of sad that we're that pathetic that everything is sent out to be made?
From an economic perspective, yeah. It shows a sophisticated economy.
Since the mid-80s, they've been made overseas, first in Germany and now in China.
But what's going to happen when China exports all of their production? That's a question.
Here's the interesting thing about China. China has a hugely developing economy where you see all of these people, they're buying BMWs and high-end things, and you've got more and more people in China with money. Well, what's going to happen when China sort of evolves up to the point where you have a middle class, or will it ever?
Some would argue political structures are going to prevent that.
Well, how long will the political structure stay in place is the question then.
China doesn't have the infrastructure, nor will ever have the capacity to become a fully developed nation.
Yeah, you don't get this sort of talk on other comedy podcasts, do you?
I'm still dwelling on, I know from an economic standpoint, it's a good idea, but I sort of feel like my example in my head is when you have an upper class child who has a au pair that does everything for them, and then they can't fend for themselves. Yes. And I feel like sometimes because we've gotten to the point now where everybody does everything for us, we don't really make anything. It's like Pretty Woman. I don't make anything. I don't build anything. I just tear things apart and sell the pieces.
Because Americans aren't willing. Because in order for that to happen, you'd have to regulate industry to such a degree where people aren't willing to pay for the increased cost for things. Like, I get frustrated. Like, my dad sometimes gets frustrated. He's like, you know, there's no TVs made in America. I'm like, Dad, when you buy a TV, would you buy a TV that was $200, $300 more? Or are you going to buy the cheaper TV? He was like, well, I was like, that's the problem. People want everything made in America, but then they're also, if something's $1.50 and $1.75, they're going to go for the thing that's $1.50.
Not necessarily. Not if the quality is higher. And that was traditionally where American-made products did better, because there was a difference in quality. What happened was, in a lot of American products, the quality went down, and they were still charging those premium prices.
And the perceived quality went down, like American cars, which I don't think really did go down.
No, they did for a while.
For a while.
They're back now. Yeah. And we'll get to that later on the list. Number 6 on the list, G.I. Joes, the real American hero. Never fully made in the U.S. The original figures were built in the U.S. The clothing was imported from Japan, Hong Kong, and Okinawa. By 82, the production had moved to Hong Kong, and the toys are now made in China. It's going to be a theme in here. American cars, number 5 thing that's not actually made in America.
Right.
They are American car manufacturers, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, but a lot of their domestic models are currently made in Canada and Mexico.
Fuck Canada.
Fuck Mexico. Furthermore, even among those cars assembled in the U.S., several of the cars use parts, including engines and transmissions, that were made outside of the U.S. So your American car might not be an American car. And you can tell by the first digit of your VIN number where your car was put together.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah. 1 and 2, made in the USA. Hot dogs. Not American.
Hot dogs have been around since forever.
They are
hot dogs, and how some Americans know them really were American. They've evolved. I had an issue with some of their categories.
From Germany, but not originally. Baseballs. Not American. Although my grandmother used to make, my grandmother, who was a French-Canadian immigrant, by the way, used to make baseballs. There was a weird machine in the front room of my grandparents' house. It looked like half of an ice cream scoop, and it was part of the machine that she was able to, because you start with a core, and then they would wrap a string of some sort. I don't remember exactly what it was around that to make the ball, and then they would sew the two pieces of leather together around the outside of it.
I feel like there's a hipster somewhere just dying to open up a handmade baseball store.
I'm sure there are. But now they're made by hand at one factory in Costa Rica. The Major League Baseballs are. So
yes, they are made in Costa Rica.
Thank you for reading.
No, because there's a store. There's a couple stores near some of the tourist areas in Costa Rica that sell massive amounts
of
baseballs. Yes,
there are tourist stores in Costa Rica.
I know. My brain gets weird at night. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I was up early today, sort of.
I was out on a run at 4:30 this morning. I got up early.
I might have been doing different things earlier.
Number two, apple pie. The phrase "as American as apple pie" is a cliche. Apple pie has been around long before the U.S. of A., though. It dates back to the 14th century, and the largest major difference between the recipe used then and now is, of course, sugar, which wasn't really readily available during the time of Chaucer.
I love pie. I love pie so much.
Pie. Hair pie.
I adore pie. Nice juicy I don't pie. Like cake. I don't like brownies. I'm not a big cookie
you don't
person.
You like cake?
But I love pie.
What's your favorite kind of fruit pie?
Oh, I was going to say, my favorite kind of pie is fruit pies in general. I like them all. I like blackberry pie.
Yeah.
Like blueberry pie.
Razzleberry
like
pie.
Razzleberry.
Yeah,
with
have
the
those.
Mixes.
Yeah, those
How
are all
How do you feel
good.
About like a chocolate cream pie?
Love it.
Mm. Lemon meringue.
Banana cream pie.
See,
I love
key lime.
Don't like it too tart.
I like key lime, but I think key lime needs a layer of meringue.
Yeah.
It's too tart. It would
too
break
much.
It up.
I'm going to cut it. My dad's favorite is key lime.
I
love
be.
Freaking pie, man.
You're listening to Hot Pie Talk on the Nate Darling Show. And the number one...
I love pie.
I would taste his sweet cherry pie. It takes like sundaes. And pandas.
And the number one American thing that is not made in America is American flags. Which is... Yeah. I mean, that just makes me angry. According to the Flag Manufacturers Association of America, we have one of those. But we imported almost $22 million worth of American flags from 2005 to 2009. The majority of them came from China. In 2001, we imported $51.7 million in American flags, including $34.8 million in October, the first month after September 11th alone, because everybody bought an American flag, which was made in China.
The only reason you buy a flag is to burn it. So, oh wait.
Larry.
That's a First Amendment right, y'all.
It is.
I don't even know what I think about that. That's too complex for this night.
Yeah, it's a little heady thing. So
I think it'd be really funny. I'm going to open up a store here, or like a factory, and all we're going to make is China flags.
Just flags of China?
China flag sounds like a racist term. He's a China flag. China flag. China lover.
Chinaphobic. You're Chinaphobic.
Ooh.
I don't know
who
what's
are you
going
to be marketing these China flags to.
Rice queens.
Okay.
Wow.
For those of you who aren't familiar, rice queens are white men that like Asian men.
Oh, I did not know that.
Potato, you know what? Potato queens or potato chasers are Asians that love huskier white boys.
Hmm. Did not know that.
I wanted to make an Ireland joke, but I couldn't come up with it fast enough before you said the answer.
Are you serious? I can see your brain. We're all a little bit off right now.
Yeah, it's
tired.
Yeah, well.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
A kinky sex escapade ended with the electrocution death of a Pennsylvania woman and the arrest of her husband for manslaughter.
This annoyed me.
According to cops, Toby Taylor, 37, first claimed that his wife, Kirsten, was shocked by her hair dryer. He then admitted the couple was, quote, into weird sexual behaviors.
That's hot.
According to a public affidavit, Taylor then explained that he hooks clips into his wife's nipples and then plugs the cord into an electric strip and shocks her.
What's weird about that?
Yeah, you don't want to be using alternating current for something like that. That's just an accident waiting to happen.
You know, I get kinky.
Sure.
I love kinky.
Absolutely.
There's a huge market for kinky. A lot of people are doing kinky. But there's also books, classes, and many, many ways to learn how to do all of your kinky things safely in a safe environment where nobody gets hurt. These people are ding-dongs.
Well, absolutely. So, on a Wednesday evening, Taylor said Kirsten removed her clothes, attached the clips, and shocked herself. He then picked up the electric strip and shocked her several more times, adding that he had placed a piece of electric tape over her mouth during the jolts. Well, yeah.
Extra smart.
Mm-hmm. After the last shock, Kirsten, 29, quote, fell over on her face. Taylor initially thought his wife was joking. Yeah, right? But he quickly realized that she was unconscious. He then dressed her in preparation for driving her to the hospital, but instead called 911 when she stopped breathing. Taylor told investigators that the couple had, quote, been engaging in electric shock sex and other types of extreme bondage for about 2 years. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Charged?
Yes, indeed. And reckless endangerment, and was jailed in the York County lockup. where he remains because he does not have $100,000 bail, because he's using a power strip to engage in kinky sex play.
Insane.
Really?
That's so hot. I'm really upset at this because not as a sexual purist, but as someone that cares about the environment, I really wish he would have used solar-powered sex toys.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get banged up by that too much because
there's probably a big market for that. Like, are you into extreme domination and S&M activities? Do you care about the environment? Here's our solar-powered electronic shock nipple clamps.
That means you have to leave your nipple clamps by the window or outside all day to charge up.
Well, that's good.
And what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Although it'd hardly get solar if it's in a dungeon.
Yeah, see, that's the part. You'd have to take it out of the dungeon or something like that.
I've always wanted a dungeon. Well, I think it'd be fun to have a dungeon.
You just need to leave
house.
Your... No kidding.
Oh my God. Mel just looked at me like I just said, like, it would be great to have free ice cream. Yes. Or it would be great to have a puppy kiss you to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, you'd have to leave your like dildos up in the kitchen by day so you could use them by night and have them vibrate.
I know a woman who will go nameless because sometimes she listens to this podcast. She might have put she enjoys her sex toys.
Well, sure.
And it's not, okay, y'all, it's not who you think it is because there's one of my friends who does like her sex toys, but this is not her. She bought the kind where you wash. It was in her dishwasher. She forgot it was in there, and her mom came over, like was over and unloaded the dishwasher.
So was dishwasher safe?
No, she talked to her about it. Like it was like she was doing drugs. She was like, "I noticed something in your dishwasher."
So well, where did the mom put it? With the forks?
She left
like
it
the
in. No, she
spoons?
Left it in the dishwasher. But when she got home, she literally was like, "I'm very concerned about the path you're going down."
Was it like a realistic looking one, like veiny and
extremely
stuff?
Extremely real. And
there was no way you could pass it off
was
as
black.
A
it was a black cock. And she's Asian.
Oh, that's the path
and
you
so
were talking about.
So there's some interest. Yeah, there's some. And so like I was like, you should have just looked at your mom and been like, "Oh, do you want me to get the real thing? I'll go get fucked by lots of dudes."
Wow.
I can do it myself.
Wow.
If you discovered that, would you talk to your kid about, keep in mind, she's a grown woman. It's not like she's like 14.
Mel, would you talk to your daughter about the dangers of black vibrators?
I would talk to my daughter about sex in great detail.
And big black cocks?
Sure. My dad was always sort of oddly open with me. I mean,
he's an OBGYN.
Yeah, he didn't bring stuff up, but he was always available for questions, and he would really, I mean, bless his heart, he would keep a straight face and give really serious answers to what I'm sure were some absurd questions, because I asked him all sorts of absurd questions when I first started becoming sexually active, and he'd straight face.
Really? Like, what would you ask him?
Just about, you know, what's normal or what's not normal, or I thought I had an STD once.
And you asked your dad?
And I called my dad and described it to him in great detail.
Oh, my
detail.
God. That is uncomfortable
and
for
I
me.
Think he was holding back just unbridled laughter, but he took it really seriously. He was really supportive.
What did you think you had?
I didn't know. I didn't know anything about STDs, and I thought I had something on
what
my...
What was it?
It turns out that wearing polyester law enforcement pants with a 30-pound gun belt and being out in 100-degree heat and humidity can cause basically like a rash.
Wow.
So I had a bit of an irritation from my vagina rubbing basically in polyester pants.
Oh.
But I thought I'd contract an STD, and my dad was really cool about it and suggested some, you know, home remedies and to go see the doctor, you know, where I lived. But he was very, I mean, God bless him. I mean, what parent would just like plow through that and be like, you're
you
right,
said
honey.
Plow through.
I know, ew, take that
That's
back.
Awkward.
You know, then he took it really seriously and he's like, well, here's what you can do in the short term and I love you and go see your doctor.
This was his inner monologue. His inner monologue was just this.
Yeah, pretty much. It was.
He's describing it to you in great detail what you should do, but this was what was going on in his head.
I know, poor guy.
Dad, I have a question. When you're getting DP'd in a spit roast, and the boy wants to come on your face, is that okay?
I mean, I did. I mean, I wasn't super like naive or stupid, but I asked questions that were probably akin to like, Dad, can I get pregnant if I do a blowjob?
No.
And you know, bless his heart, he answered every question.
That's a fair question, I would think. It's weird how little you really know when you're a teenager. It's like craziness.
Teenagers should not have sex, drink, or do drugs. I'm very, very firm about this.
Right.
Very, very firm.
Are you hard on it? Sorry.
Ew.
It's terrible.
I had my V card for quite some time.
What?
I had my V card.
What's a V?
Oh my God, straight people.
Sorry.
A V card is your virginity.
Oh, okay.
So you'd say like, yeah, Jeffrey took my V card. I was 24. You never use that expression?
No. I hate it.
V-card?
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I don't like the sound of it.
Do you still talk to the person you lost your virginity to?
Oh, no.
Nate Darling, do you?
No. Nope.
What?
Mine was kind of a one-off. I believe he got deported shortly thereafter.
I remember it. It was a day laborer from Home Depot. Oh. He was serious. Coming over to grout the tile. The next thing I know, he was grouting my tile.
Oh. I'm serious. I'm pretty sure he got
How
deported.
How is he deported?
Hold on. We have Mel's dad on the phone. He's reacting to the story.
How is he? Where is he deported to?
Argentina.
Oh, that's hot. He likes beef. Fun Jewish fact. Do you know where the only world's kosher McDonald's is outside of Israel?
Argentina.
In Buenos Aires, in an area called Once.
It wasn't really hard to guess, was it?
Huge Jewish population.
Yeah, which is funny.
He was Jewish, this guy.
Which is very funny because Argentina also welcomed all the Nazis into their art and they all lived together.
Sure. Why not?
It's part of Argentina. They don't really
live and let live.
I believe a guy was had signed a contract saying there were certain things he would not do while studying in the U.S., which involved like driving a car and having sex, and I believe
what kind of was he
at the same
going
time.
To Mormon State University?
MSU,
I
Mormon
think it was
State.
Like a high school study abroad.
Oh, it was a high school program. You lost your V card in high school.
Towards the end, but yes.
Defined at end of your freshman year.
No.
To be fair,
junior.
To be fair, Mel's V card was like one at the back of a library book. It just got checked out over and over again.
Aww, that is mean.
I bet you gave your punani. It was a special. You're protective of your punani.
I got to the point where everybody else had done it, and I started panicking. And so
your vagina. Everybody had done your vagina.
Everybody had done their own vaginas.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was feeling like maybe I was making a mistake waiting, and so I sort of let the peer pressure get to me.
Nate, how old were you when you lost your V card?
I was 20. I was in college.
I also, if you ask most gay men my generation, they also lost their V card much, much later because. When you were gay and growing up, I mean, we're all about the same age. What was always associated with being gay? AIDS.
Yeah.
So sex was something like so not even like far removed. To know that like gay young don't even see that. Like, so I feel like sex was so not part of any. I mean, because I had a number of gay friends. I mean, I went to an all boys prep school. Like, it was Gayville Central, but like, that actually was the name Gayville Central Cardinals. Yeah, no one ever had sex.
Mm. All I know is that my girlfriend that introduced me to the guy that's since been deported is probably going to be listening to this and just laughing her ass off.
Did you
she
orgasm
was also,
with
She
him?
Was also there kind
what?
Of while all this was happening.
Where was it?
At
was
a hotel.
Was she in the closet?
She was sort of outside, but
what
I kept,
hotel was
I
it
kept
at?
Stopping and panicking, and then she would come in and like talk me down and then leave, and then I'd panic again, and she'd come back
if
in.
You,
so
if you it say was like a Days In, I'm going to be upset.
No, it was like, it was... It was for a Jewish convention at a
oh
nice
my God.
Hotel.
So cliche. Oh, my God.
Shut up. I hate
oh
you
Oh, my
both.
God. Were there a lot of nose jobs there?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, I did not.
You got crazy at Jewtown.
I was so damn scared. I did not orgasm, and I ended up with the worst rug burn from scooting away from him on my back.
That's not how you do it. That's not how sex works.
I was scared.
Once?
I waited like 2 or 3 years, by the way, to try it again.
So you would know this, you wouldn't know this because you make out with dudes, but when two dudes who might have a little bit of stubble make out with each other, especially for an extended period of times, it causes a lot of friction. So when I was working at the University of Maryland, I was going on a date for the first time, and one of my graduate assistants, I was telling her all about it, and she's excited. So Matt and I hit it off very well. We went out Friday, we went out Saturday, and we made out a lot on Saturday to the point where I got a huge scab covering my entire chin. Mm. Like, and so I get home, or I got, went to work on Monday, and there's nothing I could do. Like, it was just a big scab. And I was just like, oh, and she's like, what? And I was like, she was like, well, what happened? And I was like, oh, well.
He beat
you know.
Me.
She thought it was rug burn. And she's like, oh, is it rug burn? I'm like, what do you mean? She's
it
like,
it kind of is. It's stubble burn.
Well, she was like, well, were you on your stomach? And then did he? I'm like, what? I was like, hold up here. What? And she was like, isn't that how it happens? She thought all gay men have sex by a man laying on the ground, putting his butt up in the air, sort of, with his arms on his side, and the other guy would come behind him. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I thought that's how. I was like, she's like, I saw it once, and that's how I just assumed people had sex. I'm like, so you thought I would have my chin in the carpet and wouldn't think to move it up?
That's awesome.
That's great. That's how she positioned it out with her Ken dolls. That's all she knows.
It might have been. She's really smart too. That was the thing that was just beside myself.
Well, I mean, being really smart and book smart and stuff like that has nothing to do. I mean, you don't really know about sex until you start really having it. And even then, some people are completely. I am stunned. I'm stunned by this, that there are women that are pushing 30 who have never had an orgasm by a guy performing oral sex on them.
Say that again.
A lot of women just can't. Some women can't have orgasms through intercourse.
That's
because
they haven't met me.
Yeah. Oh, Nate. That's well, I know just the, biology.
Not the intercourse part. Yeah.
Some women can't have it with oral. Some women can't have it with, regular intercourse. Some can only have it with digital. It just, everyone's different. That's just...
A lot of guys have a hard time coming naturally.
That actually annoys me.
Because they're so used to jerking off.
And I know you're joking, but it annoys me when guys are like, oh, she hasn't met me yet. Because it's a lot of pressure if a girl just can't come like that. And a guy's like, I'm going to just keep banging away at your fucking vagina with my dick till you come. It's like, it ain't going to happen. Like,
no, that's the wrong approach. That's the wrong approach.
I'm glad
it's
I don't have to fuck
some women. Things just don't work. Oh. It's like,
so here's a, okay. So in straight world, right? Like, let's say you two are going out and you're fucking.
Right.
You get off. It would be fine for him just to be like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep now.
It happens a lot.
Would you then just lay there and finish off yourself?
It depends. Honestly.
Yeah, it depends couple to couple because there are going to be times when Larry, when a man and a woman are making love.
Oh,
sometimes
I hate that expression. I hate the word making love.
Sometimes the dude will finish and the woman will just be like, well, that was nice, but I'm not even close, so let's just cuddle.
I understand that.
And there are other times where it's like, I was just so close. And then you'll maybe give a hand to help finish that off or something like that. I mean, you just have, basically you have to communicate. That's really the key for especially women to men, because that's where it really breaks down, because dudes are usually pretty good about what we need. And
put your finger in my ass as I come.
Because it is annoying if the guy, you know, gets off and then he's like, that was great, I love you so much, and gives you a cuddle and rolls over and you're just like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I will say with pride, I have never done that.
And, you know, and, no and, like comment. I said, everybody's different, but for me, an orgasm during intercourse is not satisfying. It's not enough.
What do you need? Bacon?
Yeah.
You need someone to bring you a drink in the middle?
Here's one
a
that I...
A penis does not bring about a satisfying
orgasm.
Well,
because you're a clitoris, isn't it more... Like, that's right. What a lot of girls masturbate.
See, I will let people in on a little secret. Sometimes the key is to provide a little bit of manual stimulation for your lady until she reaches her pleasure point.
it's so uncomfortable for me.
And so she's already gotten off. She's relaxed. And then you can do pretty much whatever you need to do, and she's more than willing because you've already satisfied her.
Hey, you should write a book. You're so smart.
It comes from a little bit of experience and a little bit of common sense.
I can get so aroused from foreplay if you just finish me off then. Fuck me as long as you want. I'm already good.
Pretty
have
much.
Have you been titty fucked?
Sure.
That's hot.
I think it's kind of
sexy.
Have
you, Larry?
Maybe. No comment. Have you been armpit fucked?
Ew.
No.
Have you ever done that?
I think you're making that up because you make so much stuff up.
True story. I was in San Francisco and we went to a bar and it was maybe club is more appropriate of a word.
Sure.
And there, it was a bar, it wasn't a sex club. But it was not a sex club. I want to be clear.
Every club in San Francisco is a sex club.
To some degree. There were different kinds of enthusiasts that were there. And there was, I forget what it's called, but it's literally called like armhole love or like I forget what it's called.
You want to hear something kind of funny?
Yes.
I went on a date with this guy and we'd gone out a bunch of times and we finally got to the point where we're gonna have sex, and I was on my stomach over the edge of my bed.
Hi.
And he was behind me and truly believed, and it took me a second to figure out what was going on, but he believed we were having sex. We were not having
sex. He was
sex.
In your thigh?
He was between my thighs, sort of below
he just
my
you
vagina.
Were that loose? Or your
I don't
or your
I have no
tight.
Idea. I think he was just that much of an idiot. And he was like, I realized after a minute that he was making the noises of somebody having sex and getting ready to come. And I was like, I didn't want to be mean, because what do you turn around and go like, are you gonna put it in me at some point?
It's true.
I didn't know what to do. So it was just awful.
Reverse, do you like reverse cowgirl?
I don't know the names of the positions you're gonna.
He's lying down, and you are
on top,
away
facing
from
away.
Him.
It depends on the size of the penis.
With me, would you like that? I want to see. I've got a picture of my wiener. It's good. There are things I have no self-doubt about.
Now, what do you mean it depends on the size of the... Larry notwithstanding.
Because it can
a
be...
A big black cock.
A kind of an intense angle. And if somebody's or more well-endowed, it can be uncomfortable.
See, I think curvature is actually more important for their than size.
Yeah.
You know, it's really weird. I've tried that multiple times, and it...
You tried doing reverse cowgirl?
Well, with the person I was with.
Oh, you're on top?
No.
I'm doing this for your super fans.
I know. That's okay.
Y'all, Nate likes hockey. Would you do that for tickets to the Stanley Cup?
No, I would not.
Are you serious?
I'm just picturing Nate on top riding the hell out of somebody now, and I can't even.
A boy or a girl? Would you let a girl strap one on and fuck you?
For tickets to the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, she's
probably
hot.
Probably not.
What? I don't understand straight men.
He's befuddled by this whole thing. No, and you know, it's one of those things where... I don't know what it is, but it's slipped out, and then there's I am so horribly afraid of having a penis fracture.
Oh.
That's always in the back of my mind when you get into that sort of situation, and you women have no idea when you've flown off the end. None at all. You're terrible with that. I'm just saying, you are. It's like, so with that whole thing, it would just be like bam, and then you're like, "Oh!"
And it's not remotely the same amount of discomfort, but if you sort of, what's the word? If it hits you in your taint really hard, like if it comes out and then misses,
oh,
that's
yeah.
pretty uncomfortable for us too.
Well, that's uncomfortable on both ends,
it's like
really.
You're giving yourself an episiotomy.
It's not good. You want to hit one of the holes. You want to hit one of the, even if it's the wrong one, if you're lubed up, it'll probably slip in. It'll be fine, especially if she's turned on.
No, that you want to see me hit the ceiling? I'll go through the ceiling fan. You hit the wrong hole. I'll be like, "Woo!"
Paul, are you paying attention?
He knows better.
Watch out for that ceiling fan.
He knows better.
He knows how to put the ceiling fan back up too. That's good. No matter what happens, this was sad news. Iowa governor choked on a carrot during a ceremony for the rededication of the USS Iowa battleship in Los Angeles. He's okay.
It wasn't a carrot, it was a penis.
But Iowa Governor Terry Branstad was released from a California hospital after choking on food during a ceremony for the rededication of the USS Iowa. His spokesman said that the governor choked on a carrot at some point during the event and vomited. He says the governor was taken to a nearby hospital and, out of an abundance of caution, he went through a series of tests and was quickly released after everything turned out fine. He says that the governor is in good spirits and that everyone's glad he's okay. He also says the governor has planned to visit his uncle who lives in the area and watch fireworks before returning to Iowa.
Oh my God, his mommy should have cut his pieces up smaller.
Oh my
apparently.
God. This is the worst politician food fiiasco since George W. Bush choked on a pretzel. You remember that early?
Yeah. That was sad when he did that.
Well, he's okay, so it's not that sad. But yeah, it's... I was just really amused that a grown man, a governor of a state, a man who rules a state, would be felled by a carrot. Because
Larry is so not in.
He's almost,
he's like half asleep. His headphones are off. He's like staring
it's okay.
at his hands.
It's okay,
so
Larry.
Cute.
We've reached the time of the show where
somebody needs their whoopee.
We've reached the time in the show. It's okay. We just have time for small town news.
We digressed a lot. Now it's time for small town news. Small town news. Everybody loves that small town news.
Yeah, and small town news is brought to us this week by our Amazon page. If you're going to shop Amazon, please help us out a little bit. Go to natedarlingshow.com first. Click the shop Amazon through us tab. It'll bring you right to Amazon. It'll help us out, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. So if you're going to shop Amazon through the Nate Darling Show. We would appreciate it. And this week's small town news comes to us from Saranac Lake, New York, where WPTZ, the TV station where I used to work, has been blacked out in a dispute between Hearst, the parent company that I work for, and Time Warner Cable. So I'm not going to take any sides in this. But Annie Warner is used to switching on her television. No relation to Time Warner Cable, of course. She's used to switching on her TV to WPTZ every morning for local news, weather, and events in the North Country. So she was confused today when she found Time Warner Cable Channel 5 was carrying WBRE out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And wouldn't you be? I was baffled, the Saranac Lake resident told the Enterprise. That's the paper. It was entirely different, not local, and of course the weather is not accurate. She wasn't alone.
Oh, dear Lord.
Time Warner Cable subscribers across northern New York and Vermont are missing out on local WPTZ programming due to an ongoing dispute between the two companies. WPTZ and WNNE's carriage agreement with Time Warner Cable expired at midnight Monday, according to a statement posted on WPTZ's website. Unfortunately, notwithstanding our best efforts to reach a new carriage agreement, we're unable to do so, the statement reads. As a result, unless there's a change in Time Warner's position, the carriage of WPTZ and WNNE will no longer be available to you on Time Warner Cable systems. So, yeah.
But oh, dear.
That TV station that they're bringing to you from one state over and several hundred miles away, not at all local.
What are we going... Actually, if you listen to This American Life, they just did a story about outsourcing of news. But when are we going to outsource our news so that they're not even covering local news anymore? You're going to turn on the TV, it's going to be like the opening of a restaurant in Delhi. Or like China's, you know, there was a fight at the rice store. That might be racist.
That actually is something that, well, not outsourcing to other countries, but there are some media companies that do that. They try something called central casting, and they own stations all over the country. And what they do is they'll do like little segments in different places to try and cut their costs down. Ultimately, you end up with a lesser product. So
yeah.
I just... you know, it kind of sucks when you turn on your TV and you expect to see something. I mean, imagine that. You turn on your TV, you expect to see your local affiliate and, you know, all the people you're used to. And
like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah. And they're like, you want to go, okay, well, what's the weather going to be today?
I already get disturbed, and Nate will confirm this. When I see someone on the news that I do not know, I text him. Well, usually I Facebook message him, and I say, who is that person on the news? I don't know who they are. I kind of like a 67-year-old woman when it comes to local news. I only watch one channel. Luckily, it's Nate's channel.
It is.
And I only, like, literally, I get very disturbed when I'm like, who the fuck are these people? The night of the election coverage, I was like, who are these people?
Well, there were a few new people on, and, of course, political analysts and stuff like that.
I still really miss Rich Ibarra.
Rich Ibarra retired.
I know, but he does stuff for Capital Public Radio. It makes me happy.
Yeah, but he after a long and illustrious career with KCRA.
Covering Stockton, California.
Stockton? He's
Oh, by the way, in Ohio, can I even tell you how big of news it is about Stockton declaring bankruptcy? Like, literally, every place we went, people were anyone we were talking with, they're like, yeah, do you live near that place that's declaring bankruptcy? First of all, they describe Stockton outside of California as being a major city, which I find funny.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh. And they're like, yeah, they built an ice hockey arena in Stockton. That doesn't make sense. Like, it's weird. People now know Stockton.
That is weird.
To be fair, it's kind of good when your city is more well-known for declaring bankruptcy than it is for the massive gang and death problem that exists in Stockton.
Did you guys, on a totally unrelated note, did you guys hear our friends on NPR this morning?
No, Critical Hit was on, though.
They were so good.
I've been in meetings all day.
Yeah. Critical Hit is this Friday. I'll be there. Come sit with me and have a beer.
Yeah, I don't listen, like 99% of people in America, I don't listen to public radio.
It was a really fun interview.
Capital Insight's a really good show.
I'm not besmirching the quality of their programming. I'm just saying most people do not listen.
And the new girl that hosts Capital Public Radio is the girl that used to do Olympic coverage for the Olympics. She was an Olympics person from BC. She's based here. She's really good.
All right. Thanks for kicking that.
Lesbians. I want a really femme lesbian to come out. I want, like, a pro cheerleader to come out as a lesbian.
What if Jenny McCarthy came out? Would you want her on the
team?
She's
Hep C.
Portia de Rossi isn't feminine enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not really super famous. I want, like, a super femme, like, girl to come out and be like, yeah, I love lesbians.
Anne Heche wasn't feminine
enough? Oh, God, don't even get me started.
Well, Anne Heche went back.
I know, and she's cuckoo crazy.
There's a little bit of that in there. So, yeah, that's the show for this
week. I want a UFC fighter to come out.
I feel like we're just going to just ramble for the rest of the night, and this is gonna be like a 5-hour show.
No, it will not be, because I will walk out soon.
No, we're pretty much done with the show. So,
I'm sorry,
my energy was not all that good.
Well, you were at the theater tonight, so we started late, and I understand everybody's a little sleepy, a little punchy. By the way,
up in there where I can't even remember that song.
You know what's really funny? You guys, I don't know if anybody saw this, but one of my cats, Hef, was sitting in the kitchen and you guys hit your little note and he got the most frightened look on his face and ran into the other room.
Aww, Hef.
You scared the cat. You guys scared the cat. I think that's a good place for us to call
it
a night.
Wish I could be part of that. I thought of you. I almost auditioned for Fiddler on the Roof, but I can't. The time commitment's a little crazy.
Yeah. So, Critical Hit this Friday. Next Saturday, it's Mel and Lady Business. The Saturday after that, the fourth Saturday of June, catch Larry and I in Your Facebook.
Yay!
8 p.m. at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. That's it for this week's episode of The Nate Darling Show. You all stay safe out there. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Roboto, Mr. MacArthur.
Bye.
It started with a whisper. Hey sugar, what you gotta say? It started with a whisper.